Dear listeners, we warmly welcome you to another reading under the seal of the series, The Eternal Kingdom. What is the Eternal Kingdom? The Eternal Kingdom is the Kingdom of God. It is our true homeland, the origin of all souls and ensouled human beings. Throughout all the millennia, God, the Free Spirit, calls from the Eternal Kingdom through his prophets and prophetesses. He gives to the people an understanding of the law of life, the love for God and neighbor, in order to lead his children, whom he infinitely loves, back home again. 2,000 years ago, God, our Father, sent his Son, Christ, who became the Redeemer of all souls and people. Jesus, the Christ, exemplified the love for God and neighbor. He taught the people the Sermon on the Mount and led them into the cosmic laws of life. And he said, "I still have much to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will lead you into all truth." This time has now come. For over four decades, the Eternal Kingdom has been giving revelations through his prophetess and emissary, Gabriele, in order to call the people of all nations to follow the path of the Christ of God, the path of the Ten Commandments and of the Sermon on the Mount, the path of the love for God and neighbor toward human beings, nature, and animals. Today, we want to read excerpts from one of the countless revelations that were given over the last more than 40 years through the prophetic word in many cities, countries, and on many continents. It is a revelation of God Father given on December 21st, 1986 in Stuttgart, Germany, and the title is, "Let it become Christmas in you, then you are a transformer of life." God the Eternal speaks. The Sermon on the Mount holds the truth. It is the path within, the path to me, your Father. Anyone who does not grasp the meaning of the Sermon on the Mount has not found the inner truth either. And the one who does not actualize the Sermon on the Mount cannot bear witness from the eternal truth. My sons and daughters, in this hour, I speak into the heart of each one of you. And I want to speak to you, to you, to you, my child, very personally. Thus you will be addressed by me, your Father, so that you may yourself recognize and grasp whether you have already drawn close to Christ, your Redeemer. For he who left the heavens has come toward you up to the fourth power of consciousness. Have you already taken the path to him? Have you already taken some steps on the path in order to feel him who is so close to you, my child?
God, the Eternal All One, continues. Year after year, my children on earth celebrate Christmas, but few have comprehended what took place nearly 2,000 years ago. My child, have you grasped what took place nearly 2,000 years ago? Check yourself when I now speak into your heart. You hear that the inner Christmas is the source of love, the source of greatness and mercy. But what does the inner Christmas mean to you, my child? The light comes in the night and illuminates the world and takes hold of those who yearn for the inner light. In the hearts it is night, but in the hearts where love takes fire, the love for God, the love for neighbor, there it becomes bright. The darkness gives way, and the light-filled person is filled with my spirit. My child, are you already filled with my spirit, which through Christ quickens you, sustains you, nourishes you, loves you infinitely? So examine yourself. All life is in you, yourself. Now think of your family, my child, and of your circle of relatives and friends. Each individual is also in you, is a part of you. Take each of your family members, your relatives, your friends, into your inner being. Do you love them selflessly? Are you kind to them and understanding? If so, then a part of your soul has become lighter and brighter. But if you do not love some of them, then ask yourself, what is it? Which thoughts move you? Perhaps hatred, envy, enmity, and discord? If this is it, my child, then your soul darkens and your senses draw to without, into the world, in order to seek external stimuli. Do you love everyone without reservation? Do you see the good in each one, a part of your eternally pure being? If yes, then you are consciously going to within, and in you it becomes brighter and clearer. The inner Christmas opens in you. Peace and joy draw into you.
God our Father continues speaking through his prophetess, Gabriele. My child, how do you relate to the animals in the woods and fields, in the waters and in the air? Everything that lives is a part of you. How do you feel about this? Ask yourself, that is how you are. Take all of nature into yourself. How do you feel about it? What do you feel when it rains and snows, when it storms, or when the wind whispers? Can you see the positive sides in all things? Can you affirm, accept, and receive them? Are you grateful, loving, joyful, and peaceful to all that is, that lives? Then the dark night has given way. It has become light in you. The inner Christmas, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Oh, recognize, my child, insofar as you realize that you have negative attitudes in your inner being toward your fellow people, your brothers and sisters, toward the animal and plant kingdoms, toward the earth, the air, and the oceans, then you have not yet found Christ. You are still searching for yourself, namely, the self-confirmation of your thinking, feeling, and wanting. You project these thoughts into the atmosphere. Your neighbor, who is of a similar mind as you, calls up your thoughts, moves them in himself, adds his own to them, and puts them into practice. What comes of this? Weapons of war are developed. the split atom, the atomic power, is created. Therefore, he brings them into this world. You had thoughts of hatred, envy, discord. Your neighbor implements your thoughts combined with his into action. So do not say these and those people are to blame for the state of this earth, of this world. Examine yourself, my child. Are you not also a part of it? The earth, you see, cannot become healthy in this way, and the people cannot become better, friendlier, more loving. A person does not become meek and humble by talk alone, but solely by declaring war on himself in order to gain victory over himself. Who supports you in the fight with yourself? Your Redeemer, the light in you, which came into this world nearly 2,000 years ago and bore visible witness of the life in the Spirit.
God, our eternal Father, continues speaking. My child, my son, your brother, brought you a part of his heritage. The light is in you. When do you want to ignite it? Then, when each day anew, you declare war on yourself. Only once Christ is consciously born in you, is it bright and light in you. Then you will also feel my creator power, because you have found your way out of the dangerous existence, out of the law of cause and effect. My child, has it already become Christmas in you? Is Christ already consciously born in you? Indeed, have you already chosen him, received him into your life, into your thinking, feeling, and wanting? If yes, then your life is sanctified. Only then will you recognize all things in my light and be a bearer of light for this world. Many people long for peace. They do not know by what means they can attain peace. Many people long for the external lights to burn as a light in them, and yet they do not know how they can find the light in the external world that also burns in them. My child, I have told you, begin first with yourself. Let it become Christmas in you. Then you are a transformer of life. You set free the spirit in matter, and those who still seek the light in the external world will then also find the light in their heart. For when this world changes, then many will change in their inner being, in their heart, and in their soul. I have called you to contribute to this so that the transformation from the dark to the light can take place. The transformation takes place through my own. Do you want to be a conscious child of your Father? Then change your way of thinking. Take in the life, the positive power, into yourself. See your neighbor in your Father's light of love. Then it will be Christmas in your heart and in your soul.
God, our eternal Father, reveals more about the event of 2,000 years ago. Mary and Joseph symbolized love and humility, peace and unity with me, also in apparent poverty. But they were rich in their hearts, and their souls were permeated by my light. what came into life through Mary? A light-filled, radiant shell, a radiant infant, into which the Son, the co-regent of the heavens, was born. Recognize, my child, your radiation penetrates to without and manifests itself. Just as you feel, think, speak, and act, so it will be in the world and around you. Thus, O human being, my child, at every moment you have it in your hand to reshape your life so that it may become Christmas and the radiation of Christ may shine into the world through you. The eternal love which I am is the serving love. I serve you, my child, through Christ. I serve you, my child, in the nature kingdoms. I serve you in the stars and planets. I serve you in your neighbor. Do you serve? How and whom? I give you this to take with you on your life's path. Make use of the time now to think about yourself, whether it has become Christmas, whether the stillness of the inner being radiates through you and shines upon those who are still restless of heart and soul. How great is your selfless love? That is how it will be in this world. O, my children, many are impoverished in the spirit and long for inner values and ideals. Who should give them an understanding of the inner values and ideals? Indeed, only those people who have understood the Sermon on the Mount and actualize it step by step, because in actualization lies the power that presses to be fulfilled. As you have actualized, you are filled by my Spirit. And if you are filled by my Spirit, permeated by my absolute law, only then will you personify the law of love and truth, and my word will be your word, and your word, my word.
The Eternal continues, do not seek in the external world. You do not find me there. Find me in your neighbor, and you have found Christ in you. Find the Spirit in all life forms of nature, and you have developed the Creator power. The elements of the Spirit will serve you. Thus, know, my child, what Christmas signifies. You have all good things in yourself. You see in everyone your brother, your sister. You feel that the Almighty Power serves you. Serve selflessly, for selfless love is serving. And the one who can serve selflessly has awakened to inner greatness, has become mature and a fellow creator of the good in this world. My child, transform yourself, for as you are, so do you radiate. The positive forces lift you up and expand your consciousness. Love is then your thought. Love is your word and your deed. Awaken, my child, and feel eternity in you. Feel it in you. I breathe it toward you. Feel it in you. I am the eternity. I am the life. Awaken in the inner youth. awaken in the inner being. Leave your views and opinions in Christ. He will transform them into light and power. If you keep your moods and inhibitions, if you keep your human aspects, then your ego will become encrusted. And with this, you will come again. How often is in the law? But in the spheres of purification, there is also the power of Christmas. There too, you will be given an understanding of it in another cycle.
God, the eternal All One, closes his revelation with the following words. My child, may you now be more conscious of the inner Christmas. May my Son, your Redeemer, draw nearer to you in your endeavor to take the first step. Go, look at your thoughts and actions and ask yourself, how much longer do you want to be a fellow creator of the negative? How much longer? Point to yourself and say, I am not in this world by chance. I am here because I have contributed to this present state. Yes, my child, you are in the earthly garment because you have also contributed to this state. Do you want to reinforce this state? Or do you want to surrender the negative forces to Christ so that the spirit in the negative is set free and the positive becomes visible also in space and time? My child, through Christ, your Redeemer, I am close to you in word and deed. Unshackle the spirit in you, then the spirit will consciously rule over matter. And after this existence on earth, your shining spiritual body will return to the inner heavens and live there with me from eternity to eternity. Your Father, you, my child. Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, these words from our Eternal Father through his prophetess, Gabriele, can go with us during the coming days and also into our future life. We can be certain that God, our Father, loves us and will continue to knock on the door of the heart of each of his children until all are again with him in the eternal homeland. We wish you and all of us blessed quiet days. Goodbye and greetings in God.